What's up, everybody? It's the Patrons Only podcast, and boy, did we have a lot of fun today. We're going to do this for our patrons only on Thursday, and then we're going to open this up to the public on Friday because of the internet issues and how choppy the show was on Tuesday for the Voice of One Wheel. We feel like we owe you something special, so the Patrons Only podcast will be available for everybody. And Belly, what did we talk about today, man? This was a good one.
We talked about our different schedules, how you and I live on opposite ends of time.
24 hours this store is open.
Women's World Cup. I'm the worst bettor of all time when it comes to sports.
It's true.
Bet against me, folks. Bet against me. If I tell you something's a guarantee, take the other. And then, of course, someone thinks Clyde is real.
We got somebody so good, and it is just funny to talk about. So we'll do this all coming up next here on the Patrons Only podcast. Let's get out of the way and just let you enjoy. Have fun, everybody. Brought to you by TTR Studios. This is the Patrons Only podcast.
Hey guys, it's another patron-only podcast here with Luch and Belly, and we are going to get right into it today. We got to talk about Clyde.
Again?
We got to figure out, someone we recently found out thinks Clyde is real.
Well, that's true.
How does this happen?
You and I set things up so differently, and it just throws me off, and I'm just going to let it go because here's the truth. You set things up by saying the punchline. You just said the punchline.
Yeah.
That's the punchline.
Yeah.
Now I have to tell, you're Tarantino-ing this whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I have to build it from the backstory. Yeah, we fooled somebody.
No one can believe it. I want people to not believe this is even happening before we tell how it happened.
Dude, I was talking to one of the vendors. It's so funny. I was talking to one of the vendors about this awesome One Wheel of Treasure game show that we've got coming up. It's got a huge, long name. It's really exciting.
I already erased it.
It's okay. Belly's been working really hard on this thing behind the scenes. We both have, and it's going to be fun. But one of the vendors was talking to me, and they're like, you know, honestly, why don't you just have Clyde, you know, do this while you guys are doing this? And I was like, wait a minute. Did we get you?
We got him.
He's like, you motherfuckers. This is a long-time listener, first-time caller. totally thought up until about a day ago that Clyde was a real person. Which just that tickles my funny bone.
Yeah.
It's just it's the highest compliment to us, in my regard. Like, well, I take that as such a compliment.
We would love Clyde to be real.
I mean, that'd be great.
Let me tell you.
We got a lot of fun coming up today, though. What are we doing today?
But good thing they listened to Patrons Only Podcast Episode 1.
Where we explained. You're a patron. Don't you listen to this?
Well, you better listen today.
What are we doing today? What are we even getting into?
We've got a bunch of random stuff we were talking about. You and I were talking about the difference in our schedules a little bit and how we live on like opposite ends of time.
Yeah, Belly and I work really well together separately. It's like, amazing.
I send messages to Luch overnight while he's asleep because that's when my brain is working.
I will wake up, like literally this morning I woke up to like an email, 3 Facebook messages, and a message on the whiteboard on the fridge. 3 different places I had messages about all the things that he was doing last night. And it fucking inspires me, man. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't want to do this alone. We've talked about this before. I don't want to do this alone, and I don't want to feel like I'm the only one who cares about it. So when you show that you care, it stokes my flame.
Appreciate it.
It really does, because it's like, oh man, it's not just me who believes in this.
I don't want to give you nothing, man.
Well, no, it's not just me who believes in this, is the thing. Like, you have to believe in what you're doing. And a lot of times, if you're the only one, we all have bad days. It's very easy to start doubting yourself.
I just know I can be a pushy employee.
Well, you're a dick in the morning sometimes, I'm probably a dick at night.
You're not a dick at night. You're
no,
more...
I kind of am, though, because you wake up in the mornings and you need about 45 minutes to just be an asshole for a minute.
Yeah.
Anybody who's going to talk to you is going to get short answers, quick tone.
Yeah, you're not a dick. You're just kind of like
at night,
asleep.
I'm asleep and I'm really not listening.
You're just tired and you're just like,
I know I'm not listening.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm trying so hard, but before you walked in the door, I was half asleep already, falling asleep to whatever is on Netflix. Netflix is asking me, are you still awake? And you come in, bah, And I'm like, whoa, I wish I could. I wish I could be there for you in that moment.
The energy I come in with if I could get off of work early matches the energy Luch has in the morning. And it's just so weird
it's
how
perfect.
We live on opposite schedules of time when it comes to how we function and what we how we process. And yet,
But I think that's good, man.
It's good. That means we're a 24-hour company.
24-hour company. Yeah, exactly. Customer service around the clock.
Actually, I'd say about like 2 and a half.
Yeah, we sleep a little bit.
I do go to sleep at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
It's crazy. But that's funny, man. And I think that's how it works. That's why we work well together. You know, you can't do a podcast, a live stream, live together, hang out. Like, you need space.
Our space is when, like, I go to work.
You go to work or when I go to sleep.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, the brain can percolate a little bit. And then you can come together with what you've got and say, hey, how can we make this better?
Yeah.
It's been great, man. I'm really excited.
Clyde's throwing boxes over there.
Clyde's like, what the hell, man? I want to be a part of this.
He's mad. He's not real.
Big love fest.
We just said he's not real.
You're fired,
Clyde. He literally just threw 3 boxes on the floor.
Yeah. Well, he's on thin ice. He's on probation after last Tuesday's Voice of One Wheel with the internet issues. That, for some reason, can we talk about how Facebook didn't go down, but apparently YouTube did? What is that about?
Yeah, well, we'll keep that in mind for future reference.
Yeah, we'll just send everybody over to Facebook, but yep. I just felt really bad about that because I know how excited, you know, Jeremy was to have Bradley Michael Spence talk about his new product that he's been working on forever, and then they come on our show, and I feel like we want to represent the people the best way that we can, and, you know, what am I supposed to do? I sound like an excuse maker when I say the internet went out.
But
there's nothing I can do.
I think people understand.
I don't want to hear that as a listener. Figure it out.
Yeah, figure out the internet.
That's my, as a listener, that's how I am.
I mean, we are doing this from the studio where we are in our apartment. We pay for the highest megabytes offered by our internet company just so we can get this out as best we can to the best of our ability.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not going to be the perfect day, and I think that has only happened to us. I mean, I feel like it happened to us early on until we fixed the problem with the company.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened.
But the reason that I am never bad at DJing weddings is because even on my off days, I have the ability to turn that into an amazing day. I have a weird ability to make a mistake or something that goes wrong. That's the thing. I have a weird ability to make something that goes wrong and turn it into a gem. And usually, I think when something goes wrong on the show, we do that really well. I had fun last Tuesday, but I feel like we let the listeners down.
Yeah,
I do, and maybe I don't know. I just do. Like for example, I can't stand.
It should come with a level of disappointment. You want it to be a perfect. You want it to be a perfect show. You especially last show. I mean, I know I came out and you were hyped about rolling into here and getting things started. And
I was writing skits 36 hours beforehand, man. Yeah. I was up and ready to go, dude.
So you had a lot going on for this show, and you had a big expectation for it, and for that to happen during that kind of anticipation in your own self leads to that disappointment, and you should feel disappointed about it.
Well, I hope people just realize, like, because I think
we
like,
both should. I mean,
well,
it's
sometimes people
can't.
Don't get the show though, is yeah. the thing, and I know we had a lot of new listeners last show because they all wanted to hear about this new VCS system.
Yeah.
And, you know, like this girl writes in afterwards. Yeah, all they do is talk about them or like, you know, they just think they're so funny and I couldn't get through it. Like there was nothing actually funny going on. They just enjoy themselves too much or something like that.
We have so many inside jokes.
And that's the thing. It's like I totally get that. I don't blame her. But like the way that this show is built, it's for stickiness. And there's a lot of thought that goes into the design of the show to make it feel like there's literally no thought in this. And I know that sounds backwards, but my favorite day as a kid in school was when my teacher would show up in jeans and a sweatshirt on like Friday and they would dress down and it just put me at ease and it made anything else coming out of their mouth for the rest of the day so much more palatable.
See, to me,
so I want you guys to have that feeling like yeah. it's a relaxed environment with inside jokes that make you feel like you're a part of something.
Well, to me, there's no bigger compliment than like hearing a story about how like someone was out in the wild, out in the world, and just saying something like "Welcome back, folks" to somebody, or
oh,
"Strap
man.
It on, let's
oh,
roll."
Man, that gets
know?
Me every time.
And that's something that makes you feel like that gives you the warm and fuzzies all the time. So anytime like that, those inside jokes like
Well, if you're in the dot pro group, you know that we like to do the little circle game with the hands. Mm-hmm. And so then it makes you want to go out and take a picture doing the circle game with your hands. And that makes you feel like you're a part of a group of somebody, a group of friends, right? Any group of friends is going to have inside jokes. And then that makes you feel like you're a part of something. When somebody outside of that doesn't get it, it almost strengthens that bond.
But we want you to be in the inner circle.
We want you to come into the inner circle for sure. But if they're listening today, they already are. And that's the thing, that we're willing to give up the corporate grab as many people as you can from the beginning. And don't worry about substance. Just try to get numbers.
We're building our army ourselves.
We're trying to do it the other way, where it's like, you got to give us a few times and really give it a chance. And if you do, if you have our sense of humor, you're going to love this. But if you don't, you're really going to not like it. And I'm okay with that. Like I that's why we're doing this whole Patreon thing. It's content from the creators. We're not doing it the corporate way where they're like, no, don't take that kind of a chance. We need numbers and we need them now.
And the other thing I will say about what happened with like maybe that listener, some listeners come to us not for the fun or the inside jokes of the comedy. They come for the information we get from our interviewees, our people we're interviewing and getting out. And that's fine if they want to watch just that segment, but the part that really screwed up during our last show was that part.
Yeah, that's true. With Brad. The internet really. Yeah, so, that's true. That is a good point.
So if they want to go back and see some of the interviews we've done with some other people and like Rye and like even you can go back and see Bodie.
Oh, buddy, we've talked to everybody. We've talked to Amanda. Yeah. Amanda Thompson. I mean, so you go back. Look at the Dom interview where Dom takes us through his school with his schoolmates. I mean, there's a ton, but that's the thing. Like, I don't have a problem with somebody not liking our show because I know it's not for everybody. Mm. But I do have a problem when something that happens on the technical side pushes that thought, because really the only thing that person got was silliness from us in the beginning, and then a bunch of technical errors,
and then us trying to
save it, and they're like, "All right, well, this is shit." And that's when I'm like, "That's why it's still eating at me today, 2 days later." And that's why we decided to give this. Actually, we're going to give this out to everybody. We're going to let everybody hear this one.
But you get it first.
Well, absolutely. Our patrons are going to get it first. But so we'll drop this today on Thursday. And then tomorrow we're going to let everybody hear this one and just kind of throw it out for everyone to hear, because I feel like we owe our listeners a little bit of something. Like, it's weighing on me. It really is.
It is. I can see it.
So, well, yeah. Anyway.
I can see that ghost.
I just care, man. I care about our people.
Push it on your shoulders.
I do. I really do care about our people. I care about our vendors. But I am still going to try to trick people with Clyde. I'm still going to do inside jokes in the brain bucket, because that is what builds what this show does secondarily, which is give you a sense of community. That's really the goal of this. Like, yeah, it's cool. You learn something today in one show. But if you watch a bunch of them, if you can watch it in the social media lounge, if you can start commenting and enjoying the camaraderie that comes along with watching and listening to this, you get that feeling of community.
And we appreciate being part and being in front of that.
Dude, I read back every comment. I purposely watch back the whole show just so I can read every single comment. And then I go back and listen to the podcast to make sure that we don't sound like idiots. Sometimes we do.
By sometimes you mean at least once to three to 17 to 20 times.
Me personally, Belly, I'd rather hear somebody telling me stuff who doesn't take themselves super seriously than somebody telling me how to do things. I don't like people talking down to me. And that's why the show...
That's why you work for yourself.
I mean,
the kid got out of the game a long time ago. He does his sums things, but he is like, he's like a contractor coming in.
Oh, man, that's great. Kid knows me. Well done. I got a new one for the brain bucket. You want to drop it on here? Let the patrons hear it first, and then we'll start doing it in the show. I don't even need it. I got it committed to memory. If you had to swap heights for a day, what's the first thing you would do? So if you're a tall person, you have to be small for a day, short. And if you're a short person like me, you get to be tall for a day. Well, what's the first thing that you would do? What are you? You're in the middle, so who would you claim to be?
I'm an average 5'10", 5'11". List myself as 6 foot under.
So let's say you're tall. Let's say you're a tall person. What's the first thing you would do as somebody who is a short person?
Walk through a doorway without ducking.
Can I give you a suggestion? Take a flight.
Oh.
Take a flight, because let me tell you something. Oh. Flying on an airplane at 5'7" is a fucking joy.
See, See, for me, I went straight to thinking if I was a short person, what the first thing I'd do is tall, and I went right to roller coaster.
If you were a short person, the first thing you would do if like you were taller is tall go to a roller coaster ride?
Especially if you were right under the line of being tall enough.
That's great.
To get on the ride.
No,
I mean,
that's good. It's I just, like that.
For me, it's always the epitome of like small size, like
trust
that's
me.
That's like the... Oh, it's like the ultimate holding down of shorter people.
The ultimate oppression?
The ultimate oppression is wow. That mother MF-er holding his hand up or the stick or whatever the hell it is on a roller coaster and saying, sorry,
yeah.
You ain't tall enough. I know it's for safety reasons, but...
That might as well say, sorry, God says no.
Right? Like, that's the ultimate oppression when in, like, the height world.
For height, yes. Like, let's just say for
people,
height.
See, tall people... They can play sports, like they can do all this other.
First
like,
thing I would do if I was tall, list my height on Bumble. That's the first thing I would do.
How old am I? Because if I'm like 17, 18 and I'm all of a sudden tall, I'm trying to play basketball.
No, yeah, no, you have to be your age. You have to be your current age. I had a girl hit me up on Bumble, just quick sidebar, and this is what made me think of this question. So also, if you ever, you're going to hear me ask this on the show, Voice of One Wheel, for years to come, so you will know the origin of this, excuse me, is from Bumble and a girl hitting me up and saying, hey, how tall are you? I said, oh, hi. And she goes, you're like the only guy I've ever met that doesn't put it on his profile. And I said, well, do you need to know? And she goes, yeah, how tall are you?
Yeah, people are very heightist.
So at that moment, can I say 5'7", how much do you weigh? I think I found the workaround here. How much do you weigh? You can see me. You can make it out on your own how tall I am. I can see you. I can make it out on my own how much you weigh. Why do you get to ask me how tall I am? Am I not good enough for you? I'm a little insecure about writing 5'7 on my profile, just like you don't want to write 142 pounds.
Man.
Can I ask you how much you weigh?
They added weights to dating profiles.
I love it.
Holy shit.
I love it. I was so ready to write back because, of course, all I wrote back was 5'7", but 5'8 in the morning. I thought that was funny because, you know, you're supposed to technically shrink like a quarter of an inch throughout the day. Maybe she didn't know that. Maybe she's just an asshole. She just didn't write back.
Of course she didn't.
I know she didn't. Of course not. And that, to me, it's like, I don't want to date somebody like that anyway because obviously that's...
Your sense of humor is terrible.
Your sense of humor sucks and she's superficial as it comes.
She's a heightist.
But you're on Bumble. You're on Tinder. I get it. So the next time somebody asks me what my height is, I'm coming back with 5'7". How much do you weigh?
No, I would just say, how much do you weigh? I don't know. How much do you weigh?
I'll tell you if you tell me how much you weigh. Immediate unmatch. Yeah, sure. I think I've worked around it, man. Yeah. So I'm going to start asking people
that,
how...
That or we just meet out for dinner tonight.
Well, and that made me think.
Find out in person. Nice. And you find out in person.
That's well done. Well, it's either that or I mean, that's why I was like, man, tall people must just slay. On Tinder and Bumble. But also, if you're tall, the first thing you should do on a day where you're short is go ride a one wheel. Because let me tell you something, that's another place where short people win. Short, light people, we suck for sports, but we're great for one wheeling, man. Nobody picks me on the basketball team. Everybody picks me on the one wheel team.
Well, good on that.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Belly's done with it. What else you got? He's hosting, so you take it away, man.
We recently found out something about me. I'm the worst guarantee better of all time. If I say something
better?
Is a lock...
Like, as a sports better?
Sports better.
Okay.
If I say something is a lock or something is absolutely going to happen, bet the other way.
Oh, you're the kiss of death?
I am the ultimate kiss of death.
Is this about your...
Remember when I said Toronto would get swept?
Tell the people.
Remember when I said Toronto was not even going to win a game and
basketball.
Then they won game one?
Basketball.
This is for basketball. When the Blues didn't win game six...
By the way, I bet against him and I won $30.
Bet against me, babe.
Because legal gambling is legal now. So, I then was like, Belly... Holy crap, I got like $50 in here. Let's throw a parlay on some baseball.
And I said,
give me some winners.
Astros, book it.
Book it.
They're playing the Orioles. They're the worst team in baseball. The Astros are the best team in baseball.
7-1 loss.
Bet it.
I think everybody on the Orioles hit a home run that day. It was unbelievable. Every single pick he gave me was wrong. So what we might do on the show coming up is Belly's winners, which will really be losers, which is what you should really be taking.
Yes, absolutely. Take all day.
Do you bet on sports?
I've bet on sports before, yeah.
Because that's kind of where the One Wheel of Treasure came from. I don't know if we've ever told anybody this. It's the purpose of this podcast is let you in on behind-the-scenes info. I wanted to make a gambling show, a game show where we could actually start having people pay $5 to enter, $1 to the house, and everything else goes in the pot, and we start playing games with you. Just something to do on a Thursday night. I mean, why not? I want to do that. I would do that if somebody was if the show that I liked.
I feel like the gambling and regulations commissions would come after us in certain states.
There might be some legalities there. Fine. Clyde will look it up and we'll figure it out. But that's kind of where I was like, man, that would be really cool. Like, I would totally do that if it was like, because you're not like in poker chat rooms.
Yeah, I'd love to run a casino too. I would love it.
It's not a casino though.
I would love to be Robert De Niro.
No.
Casino. Or the pit boss guy.
No, listen.
I want to be the pit boss guy. Can I be the pit boss guy?
You would
guy?
Be a great pit boss guy.
Just standing over, just... Yep. For those of us who are just listening, I'm giving these pit boss face.
Yeah, he's secretly marking in his little pad and then walking listening. Away. No, but how about this, though? How great would that be? Like, remember poker chat rooms? Like, if you were... Not chat rooms, but like, if you wanted to play online poker, it'll have a whole lot of, like, $5 plus $1. It's like $5 no limit hold'em plus $1 to the house. It's 5 plus 1. And then they'll have, or like 10 plus 1, 12 plus 2, whatever it is. It's always plus whatever to the house. So what if we did a show once a week, once a month, where it was 5 plus 1 to come in and be a part of the contestants? If you want to play on the show, you got to put in 5 plus 1. So all the 5 goes into a pool, and in that pool, that's the prize pool. What it will give that out on the show. The plus 1 goes to us for putting it on. Now it won't be gambling like poker, but it would be just like the one, like the game show. This is how I kind of migrated it towards the game
show.
Spin
that.
Yeah. Play Plinko, call in, do trivia. However, we pick the contestant, you know, from the list of people who signed up, which is very possible. You know, all right, come on down, James. James comes on. He plays for a portion of the pot. I would do that in a heartbeat on like a Thursday night where I have nothing to do, drink some beers, hang out with like people on a show that I watch, and try to win some money. Everybody wins, man. I'll do it. If you guys honestly reach out to us, if you're listening to this, if that's something that you think would be fun, I'll do it. Because I don't think that's illegal. That is us. That's no different than us doing like the squares on the football game. You know, $5 for a square and just, you know, putting it in a pot and giving it away.
Yeah.
You know, we're not playing poker. We're not playing blackjack. We're not the house if you lose. So I say let's do it. If that's something that you would like to do, reach out to me on Facebook. Reach out to us on Instagram. Our Instagram is Voice of One Wheel. It's blowing up, by the way. That's been awesome. The podcast is going nuts. You know, we're like 25 in sports all over.
We're coming for number one.
Coming for number one. Coming strong, Belly.
Podomatic, got you. We're coming. So the last thing we were going to talk about is, have you been watching the World Cup? The Women's World Cup?
What a segue! Threw down some entertainment purposes only cash on it. For sure.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If you don't give a shit about a sport, like for example, the women's soccer.
Yeah.
Pick a team to win it all, throw like $5 on it, and let it ride, man.
Super Bowl squares, the NCAA bracket is one of those big ones that gets
golf,
people
you love?
In.
I know you love golf.
I love golf.
At the beginning of the Masters, throw down on one player to win and just ride that player the whole time.
Or if you're in a group of people, you all pick like 3 golfers.
That's a good way.
Yeah.
So who would you pick then? Are you into the Women's World Cup?
Oh, well, sorry.
Brooks Koepka.
Brooks Koepka is the biggest golfer right now. He's the best golfer right now. He finished second at the Masters. He won the freaking PGA Championship.
I think he's the next big thing.
Women's World Cup, of course, I'm on Team USA all the way, and they just won 13-0.
Yeah, but they're in trouble with the world.
Eh.
Everybody's mad at us now.
Yeah, of course. They're always mad at us anyway, because this comes across as almost an American mentality. But winning that much by that, like, it's some of the players came out and said afterwards, like, it's just as much as an insult as if you ease up or don't give them your full effort, right?
Yeah, and also they have points by aggregate, so you need to have goals scored. That's counted.
Goals scored, and you're
there's nothing wrong with scoring
that.
As many goals as you do. What's the problem? What's the problem?
The
that
people
had?
Have problems with their celebrations and how they were celebrating it.
Their 12th goal, they were doing, like, you know, sliding around on the grass and all that.
Now, there are some players on Team USA right now that scored a goal that celebrated a lot that you could give absolutely. It doesn't matter because, like, people like Megan Rapinoe are going to be not playing in the World Cup after.
Well, that's the argument. You know how hard
she's 33 years old. The next World Cup she gets to play in, she'll be 37. It's very unlikely.
Not
going
to happen. These girls worked their whole lives to score a goal in the World Cup. Just because it's 12-0, now they can't celebrate.
And the other thing is that people will say, like, the teams out there, they're putting on a feat. They're getting out on the field as a opposing team. They deserve full effort. This is a world tournament. This is a global tournament where the best teams are pitted together. They just got matched up against a team that is obviously the best of all time.
Who did we do that to? Turkey or something? Who was the team that we just beat up on?
Every team for U.S. women's soccer. But the other thing that a lot of people that don't watch the sport and don't really follow is the women's U.S. national team is in a lawsuit with U.S. soccer right now.
It's fascinating, man.
They are arguing that they should be paid as much as or more than the men's team.
How do they not get that much?
They
do
have
they
been
not have
carrying
enough of a draw?
The sport of women's soccer throughout the world. They have been the, like, shining moments of our soccer history in this country.
But what's the draw?
What's the draw of what?
How many people? How many eyeballs on them? Do the men have more eyeballs on them? Because that's probably the answer.
Not our men's team.
That's what I'm asking.
Not our men's team.
I'm not asking from me, Adam Carluccio. I'm asking that's what the argument probably is from whoever corporate person is not giving them enough money.
That's a bad argument because they're filling bars. They're the ones getting people out watching.
Damn straight.
They're the ones buying the little girls that are watching the sport are the ones going out there and buying jerseys. We're having a better time watching the U.S. women's team because here in America, we love winners more than we love losers. Let me tell you, we can't stand the damn U.S. national men's team because they're
always more.
Poop, garbage, trash.
So
we're lucky to. We celebrate when they get out of freaking group stage.
So why don't. Well, yeah, because we know how much we have to go to get onto the level of the women. Like, we're not a world contender yet.
We're not a world contender in the least bit.
But
every
so why do they
year.
Get paid more? What's the argument for that? It has to be they have more eyeballs on them.
Impossible.
It has to be the argument.
Impossible that's. It might be the argument, but it's impossible.
Because it's not more entertaining to watch men's soccer. Let me tell you something. Women's soccer is just as good.
That's the other thing about this game that I
just as good.
As someone who, listen, I appreciate the hell out of soccer. It's a great sport. I played it as a kid. I was on an all-star travel team. Like, I do love the sport of soccer.
Oh, I hate it.
But hell, it's boring. You get six shots in a fucking game.
If you don't understand what's happening on the field, it's the most boring thing on the planet.
You get a lot of defenders are usually, if you're not engaged in the offense, then you're standing in the back end on defense. If you're not engaged on the defensive end, then you're standing in the front of the offensive end. You only get maybe one goal a game. A lot of fucking games end in ties. Like, you don't want to, this 13-goal game was the most exciting, and while it was
guys,
all
it's like
very
90
one-sided.
It's like 90-1 in baseball. It's like winning 90-0. Yeah. Imagine a baseball game that was 90-0, and on the last home run, they're doing bat flips.
It's a hockey game where it went 30-0.
Right, like this does not happen.
Don't happen, and it's not going to keep happening.
Are we that good? Because I bet on other teams. I'm all about USA winning.
Are we
winning.
That good? Well, we also had a conversation in this. When was the first year of the Women's World Cup? Do you remember?
Does anybody know? Let's ask that right now. Hold on a second. Let's just ask that. Quick 10 seconds. When was the first Women's World Cup?
70s? 80s?
Can't be that recent. It has to be like the 50s or 60s at least.
No, it's 1991, I think was what it was.
What?
Right?
What? It's 91. You're right.
Yeah.
And who won it? Cha-ching!
USA.
1991. Can you believe that? I had no idea it was that recent.
And while we're doing that, I
was 8 years old.
I'm going to look up the U.S. women's titles.
U.S. women's championships, Wikipedia. It's all right there. I could almost do it from memory, but we'll do it right. While we're doing that and he's looking that up, no, I definitely threw down on Australia, ladies, and I threw down on Italy. Stupidly enough for me, they're both in the same group, and Brazil is also in that group. So I guess we're hedging our bets, but I really liked the numbers. It was like plus 1,400. So basically, if Australia wins, I throw $20 down, I win 700. If Italy wins, I throw $20 down, I win like $2,000 because of the odds. And yeah, I know it's probably a waste of $40, but let me tell you something. Your boy is going to be rooting hard for Australia, Italy, and USA. I got three dogs in the race, and I'm excited about it now. I never would have cared beforehand. So let's go. Aussies, Paisans, and America. How many championships have the U.S. women's won?
Well, I'm going to start with the men's because it's way shorter.
Okay.
So the World Cup, you want to know the best result for the World Cup for the men's national team?
The best result. I think I know it. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it quarterfinals?
No, it was a third place finish. Guess what year?
What year?
1930.
Are you serious?
When there were only like 10 whole countries in the world.
Yeah, really? Half the globe hadn't even been mapped out yet.
They've won CONCACAF championships and gold cups before. They have, looks like six titles in that.
Who has?
Their best result USA in the Copa Men's. America, okay. which covers most of the North and South American countries.
Yeah, but, okay.
Is fourth place. They've done it twice in 95, 2016. And then their best runners-up 1 year in the Confederations Cup. Those are the things. Did you hear any championships?
No championships. Clyde's telling you to go faster because nobody really cares about soccer. And I disagree, Clyde. But you know what? Hey, let's hear from the women's. That's the men's. What happened with the women's?
Women's won the World Cup three times. That's the most of any team that's won the Women's World Cup. And by the way, World Cup's only played every 4 years. So.
Since 1991.
So there's probably...
So there's only been five. Yeah. And they won three.
Yeah.
Great.
No, they've won. They've had eight appearances, so there's been eight.
I'm good at math in the morning. Here we go.
But moving on. Won three. Olympic golds, they've had gold six times, or they've had gold five times in Olympics. Also only happened 4 years, every 4 years. And the first one was in 1996.
Wow. Wow.
And
I mean, this is CONCACAF so recent.
Championships, they basically won every single one of them.
Yeah, they just dominate.
They just dominate.
And like, I had no idea. I mean, I know they're good, but like, if you're a casual soccer fan, do you even know that?
And then, and obviously, we're a country that's very forward thinking on women, despite what's going on with women in our country. We are still, women are ahead than some other countries out there in the world.
Oh, yeah.
So this is why there was.
But
the
90s
is when women's international soccer took off.
Yeah,
the 90s.
And the United States pretty much did that.
We were
and
alive.
They are still getting paid less than the men. That's crazy to me. But what I think the reason we wanted to bring this up and spend so much time on it is because imagine what the women riders in the one-wheel community can do when they – like, I really think that the more women we get, that is only going to make the boards that are sold just grow exponentially. Like, I really do believe that. Like, people do get behind our women's soccer team. I think people get so excited seeing a female one-wheel rider.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you? I get excited when I see a non-white one-wheel rider.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. I'm like, yes, okay, good. More communities need to get it. We need to get this in as many hands as possible. I just, go USA Riders, go Float, go USA Soccer, go Float Queens. I'm down.
Yep. That's the way. Pay them women more than the men's team, please.
Should we sponsor a female rider? I mean, we should probably put our money where our mouth is. Because I got a few in mind.
Yeah.
I got a few in mind. Interesting. All right. Maybe that's happening. Belly, this has been fun today, man. You did a great job hosting, as you always do. I think it's time to get the heck out of here.
Yeah, guys. It's always fun jumping in here on the Patron Only podcast just for you guys. And while it's going to be... And we're going to let Looch say his regards to you.
Yeah, well, I got to get out of the way because you're taking it home, my guy. So have a good time, everybody. Have a wonderful day. We're glad everybody's getting to hear this one. It's patrons only on Thursday, and then we're going to open it up to everybody on Friday. And if you're listening and you like this, you'll definitely love it moving forward. We do this every Thursday right there on the Patrons Only Podcast, patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC. It's never had more value than it's had than it has right now. So just thank you guys for your support and have a great day. Go get a float on.
So guys, it's been fun as always.
Woo!
We love you. So get out there. Have some fun today. Make someone smile. Make someone else smile after you listen to this, because that is why we do it. And we hope you got a smile out of today and some laughs.
Touchdown!
Have a great day, guys. Belly out! You've just listened to another production from TTR Studios. If you like what we do here, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to TTR Studios on YouTube. And if you feel like becoming part of what we do here or receiving bonus content and gear, jump on over to patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC and join TTR Nation. And for all of us here at TTR Studios, we'll see you in the social media lounge. Later, folks.